Welcome to Community Connections, a new podcast series that highlights the collaborative spirit of our community and the immeasurable impact that working collectively has on our children, families, and the entire community. I am Joanne Gieselman, and I have the joy of not only hosting this wonderful series, but living this work each and every day as the director of Growing Community Connections, a network that uses collective impact to reach across state lines, break down organizational barriers, and improve the lives of all who call Siouxland home. The work of Growing Community Connections is both essential and rewarding, but it is not easy and certainly not a job one person or one organization can do alone. This podcast series will feature the organizations and initiatives that embody the spirit of working collaboratively to build stronger families and a stronger community. This next episode features Dave Faldmo, the medical director at Siouxland Community Health Center of Nebraska, and an advocate of addressing the social determinants of health that affect well-being. Dave shares about the community's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, which involves dozens of organizations that work every day to overcome social determinants of health.
COVID-19 wreaked havoc on the communities worldwide, and Siouxland was no exception. Initially, as both coasts of the United States were reeling from the pandemic, we braced ourselves, scrambling to communicate constantly evolving vital information in as many languages as possible. No matter what we did to prepare, we still knew it would never be enough. Looking back, that period of anticipation, fear, and scrambling to prepare reminds me of the Missouri River flooding in 2011. We knew the rising waters were coming. Levels upriver were several feet higher than usual for springtime because of the heavy snowfalls that were melting. We sandbagged and installed pumps. We moved people from low-level homes, and yes, we panicked a little and prayed a lot. One thing was the same for 2020. The community pulled together to help each other. However, one significant factor was different in 2020. The floodwaters primarily affected the more affluent Siouxlanders, those that lived in beautiful riverfront homes or in low-lying neighborhoods near the mighty Missouri. People could afford storage facilities or a second home on higher ground. People that spoke English and were well-connected to information, services, and support systems. The pandemic, on the other hand, threatened our most vulnerable community members. You see, our community is home to thousands of frontline essential workers, not just healthcare providers like myself, but hardworking food production workers, many of whom are immigrants or refugees. They are learning English, living in with several roommates or in multi-generational homes, and fearful of missing work. Isolation, quarantine, and working from home was not only impractical, but flat out impossible. Add language barriers to the mix, and we had a perfect storm of factors stacked against us to slow the tidal wave of COVID headed our way. Yet still, our essential workers continued to sustain their families and feed our nation by going to work every day. Even before face masks, temperature sensors, plexiglass, and socially distanced workstations could be implemented. And so, in true collaborative fashion, we prepared for the surge. Our health center's Sioux City site created a drive-through COVID-19 testing site, not only for our patients, but for the entire community. Even this was not enough to meet the testing demands once the pandemic reached our community. Both our Sioux City and South Sioux City sites created parking lot clinics to meet the tidal wave of frightened patients needing evaluation and testing. It was heart-wrenching to see the fear in the patients' eyes as we evaluated them in their vehicles. Many of them could sense that they were not doing well and that they had chronic conditions that made them susceptible to complications of COVID-19. Many were not sure how to protect their family members who shared a two-bedroom apartment or how to ensure their rent and bills were paid while they took the mandatory 14-day leave from work. Unfortunately, some of them paid dearly for their dedication. Two of our first COVID fatalities in Siouxland were Southeast Asian gentlemen in their 70s, both veterans of the food processing industry. It broke my heart when I evaluated a grieving African-American patient in our parking lot whose husband had just died of COVID-related complications. She and her young adult son needed COVID testing done to ensure that they were safe to attend his memorial services. She shared how her husband was months away from retirement and how their adventurous retirement plans would now never come to fruition. Many of our East African community were paralyzed with fear, especially as entire families contracted the virus and relied on the generosity of others to ensure they ate. Yet, even while the situation seemed dire, I knew our community would rise to the challenge, just as we had in 2011. Since then, a vast network of organizations and people that work every day to make life better for all who live here has continued to grow, due in part to the leadership of collectives like Growing Community Connections. GCC is the table where we all gather to identify and collectively address needs in our community. The result is a stronger community because organizations are partners, not competitors, in supporting and empowering our neighbors. And so I knew our mental health professionals would find ways to reach those who were struggling. I knew our school districts would relentlessly fight for our kids no matter what the cost. I knew that our community organizations that focus on food insecurities would rise to the occasion, and I knew our nonprofit and faith-based communities would stretch every dollar and collaborate to help every person they could. And they did. Right away, partners jumped in to ensure families had food. My staff and I delivered boxes of food on our way home from a long day of work and on weekends. We were not alone. School principals even told stories of texting parents as they dropped food boxes by the door, backed up a safe distance, then waited and waved to the families as they retrieved their boxes. Just as in 2011, many hours of service and goods reached thousands who were fighting the floodwaters. Unlike 2011, key information did not always reach the masses. In fact, the impact of language and information barriers was glaringly apparent from the beginning of the pandemic, particularly on the Nebraska side of our community, where over 25% of the population is foreign-born and nearly 43% speak a language other than English at home. Information from the CDC and various health departments and other sources were often contradictory, confusing, and rapidly changing. Verifying, translating, and disseminating the information at a matching pace was impossible. GCC partners quickly launched a multifaceted communications network built to educate, inform, and connect community members now and into the future. The network includes multilingual daily newscasts, YouTube how-to videos in various languages, and informational TVs strategically placed in the community where the vulnerable population will see and come to rely on the information. All these many efforts collaborated with one purpose in mind, to keep our community safe, healthy, and prepare to thrive as soon as it was safe to do so. And while the Siouxland Community Health Center is the primary medical provider for our community's most vulnerable populations, we are just one piece of a strong network of partners working to improve the well-being of our entire community. We are all working to address the social determinants of health, and by doing so, we are creating a stronger, healthier community. We need these collaborative initiatives in place to achieve those goals. Gone are the days when organizations worked alone to solve these community issues that prevent us from securing health equity for our entire population. We have not arrived, but we are on the right path. The COVID pandemic and now the COVID vaccine rollout have surfaced the health disparities that exist in our society. We need to be vigilant in our efforts to create a community where health equity is available for all of our neighbors. Yes, the virus is dangerous, and the economic shutdown was difficult, but this community was prepared. Not specifically prepared for the pandemic or global economic shutdown, but we were prepared to work together to support our neighbors. We had built a foundation of community partnerships, collaborative programs, and trusting relationships that allowed us to jump right into the work at hand, supporting our neighbors in the many ways that needed to take shape.
Thank you, Dave, and thank you to each and every one of the healthcare workers, food production workers, first responders, teachers, and so many others who have continued to work every day throughout this pandemic to care for and support our families. While Dave is correct that it takes all of us, each addressing different social determinants of health to improve the well-being of the community, the role that these first responders and frontline workers play is heroic and indispensable. Our next episodes of Community Connections will continue to share stories of more partners and initiatives working together to build a stronger community. This very podcast is the result of a valuable collaboration with Siouxland Public Media, whose manager, Mark Munger, continues to guide and inspire us through the development and production of this series. Thank you again for joining us on Community Connections. Find more episodes on your favorite podcast platform.